The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming to another episode of the Barrington Awaken Show. Thank you for being here. Close to Christmas, very close to Christmas. And I just thought I'd mention that for years, people would say to me, friends, good friends of mine would say, why do you shop on Christmas Eve? The only day you ever do Christmas shopping is on Christmas Eve. And they think I'm not well. Maybe they want to pray for me or something. But I've always said that I just have to deal with that frustration, that long line, that parking issue, the pushy people and anxious people only for that day. I don't think about Christmas presents or shopping or any of the above. If I need to buy food for, to a party or something, or participate in some potluck or something, I will address that. Other than that, no, my shopping day will be just the day before Christmas, and usually maybe a few hours before the stores will close, simply because I don't have the tolerance to want to put up with that Christmas BS that goes on every year. And I hear people all the time saying, oh, I've been shopping since September. I've been shopping, I'm all done. Christmas shopping joy, my butt. Anyway, so that's the reason why I do it, simply because I'm only going to put up with it for as little time allotted as necessary. For those who enjoy it, good for you. I wish I had your strength or your cojones. I am not doing that, because I will only go out and shop a few hours, and I will get everything I need that day in usually one mall or somewhere that'll have everything. I go in, spend a couple of hours, I am done. I just thought I'd say that. After all of that, Merry Christmas to those who believe or follow it, or those who are getting together, meeting family, and having a wonderful time. While we're on the topic of Christmas, because it is Christmas next Sunday, the day we will be having the next show, where I won't be live. I will be doing a show. There will be a show there for you. It won't be live. It'll be a repeat. We're not sure exactly which one it is, because I will be spending those minutes, those hours, that day with the family, and I don't have as much time to sit and do the show. Not that you're not important, because you are. You are a part of me. We will start again in the new year, but for the next show, next Sunday, we will have a repeat. Thank you very much for joining us, for joining, being a part of this show. Welcome to the Barrington Awaken, What we do here, we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to be alert. We want you to have a fantastic life. We want you to have everything that is deservingly yours. It is your birthright to have this. We try to wake you to a higher level of consciousness for you to realize your importance, that you exist, you matter. Your purpose that you've come here to fulfill may be neglected simply because you're unaware of the abilities that you have, the tools that you carry. We say, wake up to this reality. We say, wake up to a higher level of consciousness. We say, wake up so you can have happiness all the time, as opposed to little bits and pieces of it, as if somebody was throwing you a candy because you've done something good. Wake up to that reality and become who you truly are. Truly understand that all things that you desire, you want from your time on this planet is in your control. You are the master. You need to know you are the potter and life itself is the clay. You will fashion from it what you want. Where you're standing, if it's not serving you, it's time to make an adjustment. It's time to make a change. You get that clay that you've been working on for a while and just squish it, start again and rebuild, because you have the ability. The tool that is required is within you. We are trying to wake you up to that level of understanding, to a higher level of consciousness, so you understand all that you want is within you and you are fully, fully in charge of your destination. Where you end up is a thought that you projected. So do the right thing. Where you are was a thought that you projected. Do the right thing. I don't like the idea of ever saying, don't do bad, don't do wrong, don't do negative, don't do that, don't think negative. Okay, that's the last I'm going to say that, simply because we don't need to mention it. We need to know that we're in a path of positivity. We're on a path of goodness, of greatness. There's a game I played with the children when they were younger, and I would say to them, go down to daddy's office and bring me this red pen that's on the table. Please do not look at the donkey. Just for all those who are listening, I did not have a donkey in my office. But they would always come back and they'd say, I didn't see the donkey. I said not to look at it. But they were looking for it. And simply because you've mentioned it to them, it has become a part of their life. And they think about it, even for that moment, and they have it in their thoughts. The same thing will apply when somebody says to you, don't think negative. Don't think negative. You've heard it. Now you're doing it. And it's virtually impossible to unring a bell. You've heard it. So that's where your brain is going. We talk about spirituality, and from here on in, we want to remind you, we're trying to get you to rise up to a higher level of consciousness. We do not need to think anything other than success. You're going to achieve. Wake up to that reality. Know that you're in charge. If there's a God that exists, you are the God. All the spiritual leaders I've listened to have always said we were created in his own image. Wake up. We're trying to get you to live the best life possible. The time that you've spent on this earth, you don't have the ability to extend it. You could prolong it, but whatever amount of time was allotted to you, that's how long you'll be here. And when it's time for you to check out, when you have to cash that check, when your role is called up yonder, when you've reached the end of the pit, you will inevitably have to lay it down, the body, and resume life. In the midst of all of that, we're saying live the best life possible. Be happy. When you think it's a cool thing to do, to compromise yourself, remember the people that you're compromising yourself to, they too are resilient. Your children, the spouse, it will happen. They'll figure it out. What matters is you. and for you to wake up to your own reality. Remember, you are the potter. Life itself is the clay. It will turn out and be what you want it to be. Do not allow yourself to derail your dream. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness. Wake up to that reality. We speak on this show all the time, and the intent of this is for everybody to live their best self. The time that you've got here, make the best use of it. If you're using some of that time to do ill to others, remember the old trick of karma. The deliverer only knows your address, so when you order it, it's coming to you. Please do not attempt to order it for someone else. Wake up. Open your eyes. Live your best life. And if it's not working out for you right now, you have made a decision that has put you into a place where you haven't found happiness. Take a step back. Reconnect yourself to what matters the most. Spend some time alone and figure out your next move. See it. It becomes you. Don't waste a lot of your time chasing love. Just be that, and then it'll always be there. You could bring people into it, and they may leave or stay, but at least you know what it is. Love for self, your greatest assets. Wake up. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for being a part of us today. Thank you for being here. Today we want to talk about, and I had to go on a little rant about Christmas because it does get very frustrating. And at some point people are trying to convince us that it's the joyous time of the year. Yeah, it is. And I'm not being Mr. Scrooge today. That's not my intention. I do enjoy it. I do enjoy the family get-togethers, and I do enjoy the dinners and sitting back and having stimulating conversation with like-minded people. That has always been a pleasure of mine. However, is that juice worth the squeeze? Yeah, I'm going to have to say yes, it is. But it's just close. Thank you for being a part of the show. We're talking today about positivity. I want to say to everybody around the world, you have a wonderful Christmas time, Christmas season, hang out with the family. If you celebrate, or if you don't, enjoy the festive season. Just be good and kind and loving to each other. I want to thank everyone for coming to the show today. Everybody from all around the world, welcome home. Okay, just a few things we had to cover, and thank you for putting up with me for doing that. Today we're talking about positive thinking, and I mentioned briefly about having to send my kids to the office down and tell them not to look at the donkey while they get that book off my desk or that pen, and they would always come back and say, I didn't see a donkey. And I would always say, I told you not to look for a donkey or look at a donkey. Why is donkey on your mind? The whole idea behind this is when we're telling ourselves to think positive or not to think negative, we generally give the message and set the premise as to which direction we're going to travel in. What if you could eliminate all of that and find what is prevalent to your life? See what you want. See it, what you want. You've heard the expression, fake it until you make it. The time that's been given to you by yourself, your own creator, you, is for a purpose. Don't waste it. Don't allow anything else other than your desires to carry you through this life. We talk about spirituality. We generally get people to fall on board of trying to figure out to navigate the best and easiest way through this journey that we all must take. We've come here to serve a purpose. A lot of us hasn't sat back and tried to figure out exactly what that purpose is. So we take what is being offered to us, maybe by others, with a hidden agenda, if that's the case. But we haven't really sat back and figure out What is it that I am going to do? What is it that I want to do? What will make me the happiest? Is it the pursuit towards success or the joy of being in a successful place? The joy or the chase? Either way, you have a purpose. Your purpose needs to be brought forth. You need to acknowledge that there is a purpose. Wake up. Everything that you desire in life, you have the ability within you to create it, to bring it forth, to put it on the table, to present it to the world, to present it to yourself. You need to wake up to that reality. So find where you want to be. Research, study, and please don't pick that idol on the TV or the magazine or on the radio and say, that's what I know, because you have no idea what that journey entails, how much you have to sacrifice, how much you may have or not, or may have to give. Make sure the what you're looking at is realistic to you. It's easy enough to open the magazine and say, oh man, I'd love to be that person, or see it on TV. But there's a journey, there's a walk, and that person's name is not yours, neither is his dream, his desire, his destination. It just looks good. Find your own walk, find your own path, wake up to your own reality. All that I'm saying to you is achievable. You are no different than the person that you may idolize or despise. Honestly, it's the same thing. You are no different, but you have made a commitment to yourself to take a journey through a path, as they have. Many times we hear or we see people's life stories and they said, oh, at this moment, I made that decision. And that became their life. At that moment, I made this decision. That became their life. At this moment, make that decision. And it will become your life. I am telling you, please be mindful of what you're hoping for. It will come back. You will achieve it. So be mindful of what you're hoping for. And as we've always said, you're going to get it. Your path towards success, whatever that success may be, and it's completely different than everybody else's, because you are a unique person in that manner. We're all the same from the same place by the same method. We live our lives and then we pass on and go back to the very same place. That will not change. What your purpose was for being here is going to be different than mine, George, Tom, Dick, and Harry, or Bessie Sue, whoever. We're all the same. We have the same method. I say this all the time. Wake up. Understand spirituality. Understand that you're not a coincidence, because there are no such things as coincidence. Understand that your ability to succeed is within you. The desire is within you, probably. The difference between you and that person is the fact that they may have applied themselves and you are still hoping for someone to come and guide you. You can navigate, you should navigate your own journey. And don't think for a minute that you might not be able to achieve whatever it is that you set out to achieve. All things, and you need to know this, as was said by a guy that I like to read a lot of his stuff, Norman Vincent Peale, all things are achievable if you believe. I don't want to use that don't think the negative way. It's not relevant. It might have been and might be the reason you're in a position right now. So we have to figure out how to eliminate that from our box of goodies and think of what is most important, where you want to be. It's a decision. It is a simple decision that you hold in your mind. You make that decision and say, gosh darn it, I don't want to live this life no more. I'm going to make a decision, shift the mind to move on to this other, because I'm not being served, I'm not being represented, I am not getting out what I want. It seems as if I'm putting in too much, and I'm not getting back the rewards. You have the ability to make that decision. I've said it many times, you have that decision, that ability to make the decision to rid yourself. If you are, say, substance abusing yourself, you're addicted to something, you feel you're stuck in a situation, you're not as happy as you feel you need to be, you're feeling sad or depressed. For all of that, you take it to a moment of meditation and reflection. And if you feed in your mind where you want to be, you will get there. Is it the happiness you seek? Is it the thin person you want to be? Is it the healthy person you want to be? Is it the speaker you want to be? The great mom, partner, whatever it is that you want to be. Spend some time of getting rid of the chatter that's within you, that's not allowing you to excel to your greatness. A lot of the gurus and shamans that I've talked to or been with over the years, teachers of mine, always say, you need to step out of the way and allow greatness to happen. It took me a while to actually understand what that meant, but it means don't allow my own insecurities or my own negativities to stop me from achieving what is possible, what is a possibility. And they would say a lot, often, step out of the way. Don't allow doubt to stop you from your growth. Don't stop yourself. Don't say, oh, I can't do it. Or because John didn't achieve, I don't stand a chance. Or Susie, or because that person failed, I'm doomed. That's not the case. Your desire is the engine that will get you to where you want to go, your desire. So if it is that important to you, you will overcome all other obstacles that will potentially resist your or restrict your path. Wake up. Realize all things are achievable. All things are possible. You just need to know that. And again, if it's you want to change your life, get that man, that woman, that job, that promotion, that vehicle, that house, it is within you. Is it too late? Never too late. And if you do have the abilities within yourself to set that glow among you, among your family, among everybody, and not bury them with your own negativities or your insecurities, you'll be making a golden palace for those who is traveling on your caravan. Wake up. All things are possible. You just need to know. Have we got...
We do have some emails, folks. If you're just tuning in... And we can see that you are listening to Barrington Awaken. And if you'd like to get on board to speak to Barrington with a thought process, a comment, a question, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Sean and Stacy wrote in two different folks, and they just wanted to say Merry Christmas to Barrington. So from Sean and Stacy, Merry Christmas to Barrington. Thank you very much. Ralph wrote in and he says, ha, 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 Barrington, I'm exactly the same as you. I do all of my Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. That's from Ralph. Barrington, I have to give you a personal note. As your producer, Gary, I do the same. So so there we go. Okay. Kimberly, and I believe you have answered this question before. Kimberly wants to know, do you believe in Christmas? And if you don't, why bother getting gifts? The whole premise of Christianity and Christmas is wise men bringing gifts to Jesus when Jesus was an infant. That's from Kimberly. Thank you, Kimberly. Vivian writes in and says, Barrington, that story about finding the donkey is priceless. I'm going to try that. However, the donkey won't work nowadays with kids. When I ask them to go get me something, I'm going to say, disregard the cannabis. Okay, you got comedians out there today. You're right, Vivian. They wouldn't care about the donkey, but the cannabis, they would. Carl says, I don't know if I believe in karma. Could you explain more about that? I hear people say, watch it, karma's around the corner, etc. But what is karma? What causes it? And is it real? That's from Carl. Let's see. Timmy, this is funny. Timmy says, yes, Barrington, I have heard that saying, fake it until you make it, many times. The only time I hope that isn't true is when I'm having, I'll say, relations with a woman. I don't want to hear that regarding her orgasm. So, fake it. Okay, thank you, Timmy, for that. Let's see. Scott writes in and he says, no coincidences. Well, isn't that the same as karma? And back to you, Barrington.
Okay. I'm going to start right with Scott. We've got a couple of them today, a few of them. No coincidence. Is a coincidence the same as a karma? Well, I don't. Coincidence don't exist. Karma does. So one is real, one is unreal. Can we say those two things that are the opposite or the same? I don't believe so. Karma is real. I know we're going to get into that when I answer the question today about karma. And coincidences, no, they don't exist. And to say they're the same, they're not. One is real, one's not real. Like a lot of us, you know, our bodies are real, but a lot of you don't think other things are real other than that. Bad example. However, coincidences and karmas are completely separate. One is real. Coincidences are not real. Karma is absolutely very real. And by all means, you will pay the price for karma if you choose to disrespect and not follow the suit as you're supposed to. It is very, very real. Timmy, the question or your question regarding orgasms and faking it till you make it, I don't know what to say to that. Sometimes you just want the job done, so you're going to have to rush through it. So maybe faking it is working for them, you know, just to get it over with. I don't know anything about that because I've never had to do that, but thank you for the question. And is it real, fake it till you make it? I don't know how that would ever become real if you're just pretending it exists when it doesn't. So anyhow, Carl, you're not feeling that there's karma. There's such a thing as karma. Do you think you thinking it's not real? And I tapped into that when I was answering Scott's question earlier. Karma is real. Let's go with what it is. It's the payback situation. It's if you take something from somebody as an example and you're feeling bad about it, the more you take, the less you will have. If you take something, you will have to pay for it one way or another. Do you go into your pocket and take out your shillings and pay for it? God, I just dated myself. Take your money out and pay for it? Probably not. But if you take something, you will have to pay. And by taking from others, you're allowing a lot of yourself to go away. Try to imagine you have a cup of a full cup of something and you throw something else in it, the cup is now full and it's flowing over. The overflow is parts of you that you lose because you're too busy taking from other people. Karma is a debt that you will have to pay. We've had our own explanation over the years about a religious groups having their talks on karma. But what it is whatever you do, you will pay for it. Now, if you steal a chicken, you probably won't have to go in the pocket. And I said that earlier, but something else along the way will make you pay for this. It is real. If you're doing bad for other people, eventually you will pay. It doesn't mean that necessarily a group of people is going to come and beat the tar out of you, but you may have to lay still when you get older because you're very sick and you have to wander and constantly be taunted by what you've done. Karma pays back in many different ways, and it's not usually an eye for an eye. Should be, but it's not usually an eye for an eye. It's a method in which you have to repay what you have taken. That is karma. I hope I did a good job on explaining that and what it is to you. So here's something really funny about avoid the cannabis. You did mention the word cannabis, didn't you? And now you're forcing me to look for it. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. I know you're being comical when you say the story about the donkey. And it is true. When you throw something into somebody's minds, it will be there. Like you just eloquently said, avoid the cannabis. Well, I didn't have that on my mind. Thank you very much for putting it in front of me. Now I got to go look for weed. Okay, so there's the idea. So what we're saying all of this for is simply to say that if you want to succeed and to be successful and to achieve greatness in life, do not for one moment throw an ounce of a negative thought in the process. If you're throwing a monkey wrench in your program, it will not fly. If you think you're going to fail, you will. And if you're not going to give it your all, don't bother starting at all. You're wasting everybody's time. But going back to that beautiful explanation of trying to say, don't look for the donkey and try to avoid the cannabis, I think that's hilarious. Now I got to think about getting some weed when the show is over. Thank you very much. Kim, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the Christmas. And you'd mentioned a thought about the whole concept of the Christmas ideology is to give. Not true. The whole concept of the Christmas thing is to worship the birth of Jesus Christ, and it happened in this day. Ironically, it wasn't around the Christmas time. There was a pagan holiday that occurred every year at this time, somewhere at the end of the year, and we worship it, and somehow along the way, it got shifted into Jesus's birthday. But if the idea is to celebrate the birthday of our religious leader, a religious leader, not all of ours, then we would do it on this day. That's the concept of it. And somewhere along the line, yes, the three wise men showed up with gifts, and the whole ideology behind it is we should be given a lot of gifts. I think Macy's and all those big corporations has a lot to do with that. Anyway, we're not touching that. The three wise men, actually, what they're referring to in the religious concept is actually the three stars that shows up in the sky. Somewhere in the northern hemisphere, something like that. And the three stars will disappear outside of the viewing eye for 3 days, and then it'll come back. And it symbolizes the resurrection, the third day. You know, everybody tells this story differently. And I think maybe you're talking about the Christian and Jesus Christ one, if that's the story. But if you look into any part of history, you'll see that this story was told many, many, many different times before it was told 6,000 years ago in the whole Jesus Christ concept. Many, many, many years and many different nations told the story. The three stars, they disappear in our ideology on this side. We talk about the three wise men bringing gifts of frankincense and myrrh and stuff like that. I know all this stuff because I had to read it when I was a kid and I had to live it. And then I got to a point where I needed to study it and find out if it is actually true. When I found out that the same story is being told in many different groups, many different nations, many different religious beliefs, I needed to dig in and read a lot more. But the whole idea behind the Christmas is to celebrate the birth of Christ. And somewhere along the line, somebody threw in the monkey wrench. I mean, sorry, the presents. The presents and took it off the mark. The Christmas shopping story, Ralph. Yes, it's absolutely true. I'm sorry, man. I don't have that tolerance. And I run a business on a regular every day. And then, of course, I don't want much to do with having to mingle in the malls and the long traffic lineup and listen, the best method, and I've been arguing this one for many, many years, Christmas Eve, the last possible day for shopping is when you should be shopping. This is what I say. A lot of people disagree with it. It's too crowded. It's too hard. It's painful. Yeah, you've been doing this since September. Let's define pain. Great idea. That's just my idea, my way of looking at it. I'm not trying to sell it to you, but it's worked for me in all the years that I have to go out and shop for these kids or anybody at all. And here's what I got you for present. I hope you appreciate the effort I put into it. And if you don't like it, you can return it. That's my method. It may sound today as if I'm being Mr. Scrooge, but the traffic is so bad out there. It's the pebble that's in my shoe that's annoying me the most. Anyhow, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Mary, thank you very much. It was Sean and Stacy. Thank you for wishing us a Merry Christmas over here. I appreciate all that. I do hope, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy Christmas. I'm just sounding off because, I don't know, maybe my soccer team didn't win the World Cup this year. Something is off, but regardless of what it is, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to wish us a Merry Christmas on this side, and I'm having a good time with it all, and I am not Mr. Scrooge, regardless of what you're thinking. Shame on you for being judgmental. Okay, so on another note, I had a conversation this week with a friend of mine. Usually people will call me up and they ask me these questions based on my philosophy and, of course, religion. A lot of religion questions just keep throwing at me. And, of course, they talk a lot about spirituality. So that's what I do mostly when I'm not trying to figure out how to raise three kids and run a business. So I had a conversation and, of course, we always agree to disagree when somebody's calling me and trying to box me into, they need to pray for me because they see my life as wrong. I will pray for you. And I've heard that on this show before. I will pray for you. And I would think, and of course I had to say at that very moment, please do not pray for me. Because it sounds as if you're trying to lure me into living my life your way. See my views through your eyes. Wake up to your reality. So I will thank everybody. I appreciate this, and it may sound egoic or egocentric, but I don't know that I want anyone to pray for me. I don't feel that I'm broken, and your life is your life, and you're doing it your way, and you're going to the extent of thinking that maybe you need to help or rescue somebody else. So before you offer that words of prayer to anybody, if that's what your intentions are, ask yourself the most important question. Is he me or is she me? And is she doing her life my way? How dare her not obey? Obey. Obey. That's a dangerous word. So if you're offering your prayer for me or for anybody else, please step back and ask yourself, should they be you? And if you get an answer for that, please ask yourself, what makes you more right than them? You're trying to convince somebody to move into your circle to live your life your way. What about them? They're drinking too much, or they're finding the cannabis. They're doing all these things. Hey, it's their dance. Let them be happy doing it. If it's not costing you anything. If it's not hurting you. And if it is, you can always move away from it. But if it seemed quite destructive to that person, remember, that person has the right to make their decisions as much as you thought you had the right to make a decision for them. I don't know that offering to pray for somebody is trying to, wait a second. If you're offering a prayer for somebody, isn't that you judging the person? Is that what you call judgmental? Are we supposed to be judging? Or do we think we're egoic or egoic enough to think we're so much better? I can make a judgment about your life better than you can make a judgment about your own life. That's quite arrogant. Is that judgment? And should you be judging? Are you convinced? Did you convince yourself that you are more right than the next person? Therefore, they should live their life like I am doing. I have told the story many times in this show that I have a family member who we all thought wasn't going down the path that was necessary. And after a while, I guess when I was in my mid-30s, I realized how important this family member was to my family, because he single-handedly taught every single one of us what not to do. I thought, man, I'm going to buy this guy a beer and give him a high five. I said, because of his examples, I knew not to do that. I didn't try to correct him. I suppose if I did, then the next generation would miss out on the fine teachings of what he had to offer, teaching others what not to do. So we just have to wake up a little bit. Wake up a little bit, come to our own reality, and we're not more right than the next person. If somebody did come and ask for help, please, by all means, ask them, how can I help you? What can I do for you? But for you to just jump off the handle and assume and try to create what you will think is best for them, I don't know that you're not leading that person to a slaughterhouse, because if that's not his intent or her intent, what exactly are you trying to force them to do? Are you more correct than they are? Do you have bigger eyes and clear vision? Or wake up and let's not try to fix anybody until they ask you for help. They are teaching something, and their job is as important as yours. The entire infrastructure of our existence here relies on the fact that we have a system called yin and yang, equal balance. You can't have one without the other. Much like you wouldn't know where up is if you didn't know where down was, or east if you didn't know where west was, or high if you didn't know what sober was. I don't know, something like that. But you get the picture, though. Wake up. And if it seems as if it's not your way, it probably isn't supposed to be your way. But if you become egoic enough to think that these people can only get through their life with your guidance, you might be just a wee bit arrogant. We've come here the same way, by the same method. We'll spend some time doing something, and then we go back. That is the reality. You're listening to Barrington on Barrington Awaken. I want to talk about the Awaken Ascension Guide. It's a book. Beautiful Christmas present for those. I don't know if it's, you could still do it. You can order it off Amazon, I guess. And for those who are interested in learning or becoming more spiritually connected and learn more about themselves, or who are trying to find their purpose, their true purpose, align themselves to their true purpose, it might be a great Christmas gift. Barrington Awakening. You could get that on Amazon.com. It is available. Amazon.ca. Awaken Ascension Guide, Barrington. We have a website. It's out there. We do little here and there to improve the quality of it. Of course, I don't have nearly as much time to spend on that as I would love to. But of course, everything has a time. So we're working on it. HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. That's our website. If you want to send us an email, anytime at all you have a question, as I do get a lot of questions every once in a while, and I try my best to answer them. And some of them are very comical and funny, and others, of course, people are just generally curious as to how they, you know, how they're going through life, and can I say something that may help? But of course, I'm always willing to jump in there and say something. You could always email us at 1308@gmail.com. That's how you'll get your phone number. I had to struggle with that. Wow. Trying to remember all these things. So thank you very much for being a part of the show. Thank you very much for participating. I'm sorry if everybody thinking that I sound like a Scrooge today. I'm not. It's just a regular Sunday. Maybe my favorite team lost the game. Do we have any emails there, sir?
We do. Let's see what we have here. Francis says, I do believe in prayer. When someone says they're praying for you, yes, the people that think they are better than you and praying for you to change, that's wrong. But what about prayer if you're sick or down and out or have something wrong with you financially and we say, I'm going to pray for you, meaning positive thoughts, positive vibes, praying that you'll be healed, praying that you'll receive money, etc. That kind of prayer I believe in. And you don't? And that's from Francis. Evan wrote in and said, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to Barrington and everyone on his radio show. Thank you. Let's see here. Nancy says, another thing about prayer. Why can't we pray if it's not ruling your personality or your life? If I say I'm praying for you, maybe I'm praying just for positive vibes. That's from Nancy. And back to you.
Nancy, yeah, thank you very much. Nancy, that's beautiful. And you're absolutely right. You're praying for me to have positive vibes. Maybe I could clarify a couple of things. And you're absolutely right to help others give the good prayer. However, it's going to go into what I was just saying, like where are they supposed to be and what are they supposed to be doing? What exactly is their purpose? And for me to say, well, I think you should have more money, better health and all these things, that's me thinking I know their life or their life's purpose. But it sounds cool to say, let's pray that they get a lot better. We tend to say, let's wait for them to ask for help, but we'll see how we could distribute this help to the best of our abilities. But if I'm going to just say, well, you look as if you need more money, or you look as if you could have better health or positive vibes, all these things are cool. I get it. If I didn't ask you for it, do you really know that I need it? And I'm not, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. Prayer is kind of tricky, and you want to put it into a positive sense. What I was going to say, when I first opened the doors, the person who volunteered to pray for me is always saying that I need help. But that makes me laugh, and we go away with our dignities intact, and we still remain our friendship. Anyway, the point being is that, yeah, we could pray for others to be better, pray for others to do well in life, have more money, strength, all the whole nine yards. I have said this before on the show, that if you are praying, please pray for the strength to endure what will come towards you. Broad shoulders. Pray for that. Pray for the $1 million or the Tesla. You know, you might be putting something on your plate that doesn't belong, but pray for the strength to endure what you're going to deal with throughout life. Pray for the strength. Broad shoulders. That's what I always say. So I hope that worked out. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate you guys wishing us a Merry Christmas. Do I practice? Do I believe in Christmas? Do I buy presents and do all these things? I do all these things. I don't think I missed that in the first one. I do all these things simply because my children enjoy it. It's a great time for me. For now, I'm going to be off for 12 days. I'm going to relax. I'm going to put my foot. I'm going to visit some friends and eat some good food. And that holiday is a reward for what I've done throughout the whole year. If they could do that without labeling it, that'd be fantastic. However, everybody could get together this time of the year and have a great time once the shopping part is over. And you can just have a wonderful moment day, week, year, whatever, with your family. And that is fantastic. That's worth celebrating. And they want us to say winter festive season because Christmas may have been offensive to a group of people sometime. I don't quite know that story, but I think I heard they wanted us to say winter festive season, something like that. But regardless, man, it's call it what you want. Just enjoy it. You're not trying to offend anyone, I don't think. And I'm not being insensitive to those who may feel offensive, but just enjoy the holidays. Enjoy Christmas. Enjoy the old tradition for what it was. I'm going to hear back about that one soon. Praying, you know, it's a cool thing. And you should always be praying for yourself. What I will say, this is Francis's in believing in praying. He, at the end of the statement email, he said, "You don't believe in this?" Yeah, I believe good should come to everybody, and we should help those as best as we can to be kind and courteous, or to reach your hand out in offering to help others to advance in life, and never to do it in order to bring them down. Do I believe in that? Absolutely. Again, I said earlier that the ones who are telling me, they seem to think maybe I'm broken and I need to be fixed. And that angle, I don't want you to think that it's okay to call somebody up and fix them the way you would like them to be. I said that earlier. I don't want to go through all that again. Yes, I do believe in helping those if you can. If you could pray for goodness for others to achieve greatness in life, that's what we should be doing. Because, you know, we have this thing called servitude. We should have this thing called servitude where we're trying to help each other. It's the giving to others that make us great, not the receiving. It's always going to be the giving to others that make us a great a human being, a great person. And our ideas here is to help others and extend this to the next and to the next and to the next. And before you know, we're all reaching our hands out to greet and support as opposed to take and prevent. And the greatness behind all of us and the greatness behind this whole Christmas thing is the giving. You should feel that joy of the giving. And that is what made Christmas fantastic, because you've made that difference to that person, if that person is in need of that. Do I believe in praying to help others? Absolutely. It's the only way, and I don't know if there's another way. I was telling a story a while ago about the king had a dinner, big festive dinner at his house. He invited a group of people to come over and partake in this big party, but they have to wear a jacket, a bamboo jacket, at the dinner table. And so they did. The first group came over and they put on their bamboo jackets and they're sitting at the dining room table and they're trying to eat. But because of the shape and, you know, the rigidity to the jacket, they could not get the spoon in their mouth to feed themselves. And very frustratingly, they fought and struggled, and they just couldn't figure out how to get the spoon into their mouth to feed themselves. So they got mad, they got upset, and they went home and pissed off. And of course, the next week, the king had the very same party. This time, he invited another group of people and said, "Okay, guys, let's do this together." And they put them at the dinner table, and they're trying to eat with this bamboo jacket that, of course, the elbows don't bend and the spoons weren't long enough. But everybody was able to figure out how to eat, be happy, be merry, and had a festive season because all they had to do was take the spoon and offer it to the next person beside them and have that person return the favor. Everybody comes out happy. The other group didn't see it that way. The moral of the story is we're here, and servitude and helping others is what's going to make us great. Yeah, by all means, you should be doing that all the time. That's the story. We should be helping others. And yeah, the people with the bamboo jacket who figure out how to feed the next person and feed the next person until everybody was full went home happier than the other group who didn't get it. What are you going to do? So positive thinking is what we're talking about today. Positive thinking, positive thoughts. The whole idea behind it is to create within your mind this action that you want to achieve. That's the whole idea. Where do you want to be? What are you willing to put in to get there? Are you being restricted by your thoughts? If you're not being And this is actually a weird concept. If you're not being held captive behind a prison cell, you're free to go anywhere you want to. But even though you're in that situation, the mind is still free to go anywhere it wants to go. And you could sit there and ask for what is required to have that situation change. And it's not by a physical thing, it's more of a meditation thing. And no matter where you are to this day, you can change the situation because you are your own creator. I know if you're gonna try to figure out how to get yourself out of a very bad place, you need to be humble. You need to understand how the dynamics of life work. If you've done something wrong, you need to be forgiven by yourself to figure it out, then move towards fixing it. And this applies to anything you want to do in your life. We say, wake up. You are in control. You are the leader of all things representative to you. You need to know that. You need to know that. I'm telling you a story and you're here. I'm telling you facts and you're hearing it today because all of your life before now, you've heard a story and you bought into it. And as a result of buying into it, you captivate yourself into a place where you don't think anymore that it's possible to get out. People argue with me all the time when I say your beliefs, what you believe in life is keeping you here. And they've been doing it for so long that they lose the ability to even think that they can step out of that box and create a new platform. That is mind control. Wake up. If it takes you the rest of your life to unlock the key, unlock that cell, unlock that mental story you've been telling yourself, you deserve even the one day of acknowledging what you're able to do. The perfect opportunity begins now when you want to take a chance to start taking that step towards accomplishing. If it's just for the day, that juice is worth the squeeze. But because you're young and because you have the rest of your life to wake up to your own reality, to settle the mind, because you have the rest of your life, time is not a concern. Positive thoughts, mental manifestation, go to your physical reality. You find your final destination is actually based on your own projection. Where you project your life to be, it will end up there, the final destination. So make a good plan to get it there. It's through positive results and truly understanding that you do have that ability within you to create all that is great. It's in you, and you need to take a step back and realize no one has an upper hand on finding out your purpose other than you. Your final destination is directly relative to a thought that you will have and you move towards it, because what you are today is a thought that you had yesterday. Where you want to be tomorrow is a thought that you should be creating now. Before you get up and get that idea and write it down, and this is what I'm going to do, make sure you understand where you need, where you want to be. Figure that out. And then you see it. And you hold that image of that success, hold it in your mind, put a picture of it on the wall, paint it on the doors, the fridge, somewhere, and you hold it, and inevitably you are guided towards it because the thoughts that you project out into the universe is bouncing back. Now it's bringing in that wealth or that position or that state of mind to you. Wake up. Just hold the thought. See it. Fake it till you make it. We heard that today. You've got that ability, and nothing stops that. As long as you breathe, you're alive. As long as you're alive, you are as important as all the other beings that who are alive here. Wake up to that reality. I want to thank you all for joining the show today. We're coming down to our last minute as I'm going to say my goodbye. Thank you very much. I'm not leaving. I'm just saying that have a very happy Christmas, winter festive season, wherever you are in the world. Enjoy Christmas. Be safe. Lay off the eggnog. Go easy. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week or the week after the holiday. The first show will be January 1st. It'll be two Sundays from now because we're not planning to do a show next Sunday. We will be doing the repeat. Thank you very much. Enjoy Christmas. Be safe.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.